Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, which will be the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time. The opening prayer for this Sunday's liturgy is this: O God, who caused the minds of the faithful to unite in a single purpose, grant your people to love what you command and to desire what you promise, that amid the uncertainties of this world, our hearts may be fixed on that place where true gladness is found. Listen to that again. Grant your people to love what you command and to desire what you promise. Do we know the promises of God? That we may desire them. Read the scriptures. That amid the uncertainties of this world, our hearts may be fixed on that place where true gladness is found. I live in this world, yes. And I'm called to serve in this world and to help to make this world a better place, yes. But I do that by being a disciple of Jesus Christ. There's the source of true goodness. There's the source of the goodness that lasts for all eternity. Don't fix your heart on the things of this earth, but fix your heart on the things that are to come. And you can do that. Someone once said, you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. I think I know what that means. You can be so focused on eternity that you don't even live in this world. You don't serve in this world. And that's not what God is asking of us. What God is asking of us is that our hearts are fixed on Him. And if our hearts are truly fixed on Him, then we're going to have the good of others, and the concern for others will be paramount in our lives. We'll always be wanting to do whatever we can to bring people closer to the God whom we love. But if we don't love Him, if we're just following the rules, we're sterile. We become sterile, and we aren't life givers. May you, Lord, grant your people to love what you command and to desire what you promise, that amid the uncertainties of this world, our hearts may be fixed on that place where true gladness is found. Do you believe that? Do you believe that true joy, true gladness, true fulfillment are found in Christ, not in the things of this world? They will always ultimately fail us, but God will never fail us. Please put your trust in Him. Whatever your circumstances are today, put your trust in Him. He will not disappoint. Isaiah chapter 66, verses 18 to 21. Thus says the Lord, I know their works and their thoughts, and I come to gather nations of every language. They shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them. From them I will send fugitives to the nations, to Tarshish and Put and Lud, Mosok, Tubal, and Javan, to the distant coastlands, that they have never heard of my fame or seen my glory. And they shall proclaim my glory among the nations. They shall bring all your brothers and sisters from all the nations as an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots, in courts, upon mules and dromedaries, to Jerusalem, my holy mountain, says the Lord. Just as the Israelites bring their offering to the house of the Lord in clean vessels. Some of these I will take as priests and Levites, says the Lord. The Lord says, I come to gather all of you, every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. You can come as you are. You can come on horses and chariots. You can come in carts. You can come upon mules and dromedaries. Come however you are, wherever you are, but come to me. I come to gather the nations of every language to come and see my glory. Thank goodness, brothers and sisters, this is not just religion talk, as some people say. It's reality. It's more real than the chair you're sitting in listening to this program, what God has prepared for those who love him. Come, says the Lord, come. Draw nearer to him, that he might impart to us greater grace to be a sign of his presence among his people. Psalm 117, go out to all the world and tell the good news. Because he is steadfast in his kindness toward us. He is faithful. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. That's what God is asking of us. And you say, well, I can't go out to all the world. But the body of Christ can. You go to your part of the world. And every other disciple, if we're living up to the call of being Christian, then every other disciple in every place also goes out to all the world to tell the good news. And the world is covered by the power of the Holy Spirit with the good news of Jesus Christ. God has chosen to do it this way. He's chosen to give us the privilege and the glory of bringing the good news, whether it be in our own home, whether it be in our place of business, whether it be in our parish, whether it be among our friends, wherever we are, that we bring the good news, mostly by the priorities that become clear. Your priorities become clear very fast to people. Why is that so important to you? Why do you spend all your time doing this or that? And that gives you an open door to talk to them. But it's not trumpeting your priorities, it's living them. You teach more by example than any other way. I remember one person saying how upset they were over a terrible situation in their own family. And they said, I know where to go. This person is so peaceful. I know that person can help me. You see how God can use us? You look for people who have wisdom. You look for people of understanding. You look for people of strength. You look for people of courage. You look for people of hope. You look for people who love. Those are the disciples of Jesus Christ, and that's what we're called to be. That's what we're called to be. Psalm 117, go out to all the world and tell the good news. That's what God wants of us. Are we ready to do that? You don't have to be a scholar. You just have to be a lover of God. In the second reading, Hebrews 12, verses 5 to 7 and 11 to 13. Brothers and sisters, you have forgotten the exhortation addressed to you as children. Do not disdain the discipline of the Lord. Do not lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he acknowledges. Endure your trials as discipline. God treats you as sons. For what son or daughter is there whom his father does not discipline? At the time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy but for pain. Yet later it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. So strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, that what is lame may not be disjointed, but be healed. Make straight paths for your feet. In other words, choose to follow the Lord. Choose to follow his way. Choose to observe his commandments, and you will be healed. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 22 to 30. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, will only a few people be saved? And he answered them, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, Then will you stand outside knocking and saying, Lord, open the door for us. And he will say to you in reply, I do not know where you are from. And you will say, we ate and drank in your company, you taught in our streets. And then he will say to you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, you evildoers. And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself cast out. You yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some who are last will be first, and some are first who will be last. Brothers and sisters, what the Lord is asking of us here is that, above all, we don't be hypocrites. He hates hypocrites, and he has reason to, because his presence in their lives is blocked by their own choice. Hypocrites are those who pretend to be holy. They make offerings. They do this. They serve this charity. Their names are prominent. They're honored by all kinds of people. They're doing it for their own glory. They're not doing it for the sake of Christ. Your motivation, brothers and sisters, is everything. The smallest, simplest, most humble act of charity to somebody is going to bear more fruit in the kingdom of God than some person who donated millions, but he did it for selfish reasons. See, that's why you and I can't judge, because we don't know the intentions of the heart. We can only see the external actions. But God is saying to you and to me, who are Christian, you're listening to this program, you are seeking to follow him, you do want to be a disciple of his, but it's so easy, isn't it, to get off track. It's so easy to start doing things simply to satisfy me, to gratify me, to give me a place, to give me esteem, to give me the respect of others. We so want it. We so crave it. And it will not merit us one thing in the kingdom of heaven. But we get caught up in it, don't we? We're proud. Brothers and sisters, remember what Jesus told us. Anyone who gives a cup of cold water in my name will know my glory. In other words, you're doing it in his name. That's not just saying the name of Jesus, but you're doing it for his honor. You're acting for his glory, not for your own. It's a call, brothers and sisters. It's the call of Christ's disciple, that we may be a sign to the world, that we may be a sign of his presence, not just a sign of generosity, but the generosity, the charity, the mercy, the kindness that we show reveals the presence of God. And many people will find him that way through you. Many people will come to know him. If you really are a disciple, if you really are seeking to work with the right motivation, and when you fail, you repent, but if you're seeking to do it for his honor and for his glory, whatever that act may be, God will reward you and great blessing will come to others. May God lead you, brothers and sisters, in the way that he wants us to go. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.